world is captivated by smoke. When are we going to see the white smoke? Even the journalists, there's so many that have made their way to St. Peter's Square to wait to see what's going to come out of the chimney of the Sistine Chapel. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight. Luke Vargas, who covers the UN for Talk Radio News, is with us. Luke, I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. I understand that this would be the leader of the Catholic Church, but doesn't it seem like there's more focus on this than ever?
It is amazing. I was just back home in Boston over the weekend, and almost every local news channel with God before their break, they say special reports from our ex-reporter live at the Vatican all next week. And I'm thinking about the expenses being racked up. I guess people are tuning in to watch it, but not journalists at the moment. We're all checked out, it seems.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, this is a big one. We're not checked out of this story. Syrian rebels and the government forces and the UN saying that both are guilty. And what do they mean by that? Because the UN released a partially detailed but horrific report that actually slams both sides. And, of course, President al-Assad still continues to be in office. And the report accuses Assad of murder, rape, torture, and forces that, disappear. That's part of what that report spells out. But also says the rebels are in violation of international humanitarian law. Flesh that out for us a little bit, if you would.
Well, a great example of why there's some blame to go around on both sides. Obviously, it's quite well documented, a lot of the things that the Assad regime has done, so there's no use repeating that. But last week, there was a Syrian rebel group, people who were affiliated with the rebels, called the Martyrs of Yarmouk, and they captured 21 peacekeepers from the United Nations. They're Filipino peacekeepers guarding the area between Israel and Syria, and they were basically detained, and the explanation from the rebels was that it was for their own safety because there were military operations going on nearby and that they needed to hold them. But essentially, it's a great stand-in for the fact that when you're dealing with an opposition coalition, certain groups want to join that coalition and have a single representative who stands for their push against Assad. And then there are many other groups, and those groups, even though they may be small in number, often are quite eccentric, and they're capable of a lot of terrible things. And that's exactly what we have going on in Syria, where there are just too many groups to be accountable for on the Syrian opposition side. And that's the kind of scrutiny they were given in this report.
Yeah. Is there concern in the hallways of the UN chatter about Chavez and who's going to replace Chavez in those Venezuelan campaigns that are raging right now?
The UN hasn't typically been too upset by these South American leaders. Again, Evo Morales was in the UN a few weeks ago, and he was given basically a podium to say a whole bunch of things, bashing the institution of the United Nations, and everyone seemed to be okay with that, and I'm sure he'll get a similar type invitation in the future. So there's not a ton of consternation at the UN about his replacement, but there's certainly a lot of curious folks in Washington who are waiting to see who his successor is going to be and how the United States can try to perhaps carve out a better spot in their eyes, because it really helps to have an ally like that, especially when they have that much oil. And we would hope that they stop giving it out in special deals to other countries like Cuba. And then if they want to become a market economy, we'd probably help them do it.
Yeah. One last one. All eyes on North Korea. Is China going to go after North Korea? In other words, stand on the side of many others under the umbrella of the UN, because North Koreans are saying they're ready to rain bullets on the enemy. That's the latest there.
I think we're getting closer to a change from China here. At least in the time I've been watching North Korea, we've seen a change here. This is not the same sort of cycle of sanctions and threats that we were used to for over a decade with Kim Jong-il. Now with Kim Jong-un, we're seeing this being escalated to new heights. Those comments by the defense minister of North Korea were threats that I had never seen before, proactive nuclear strikes against other countries, and they say they have the capacity to do it. And all the rhetoric we're seeing from the propaganda ministers in that country indicate to me that they are preparing their people for something that they have not asked them to do in the future, and that may be you know, ceding a little bit of power to the armed forces to at least engage in some sort of skirmishes, whether it's with the Chinese or the Japanese, or rather with the South Koreans or the Japanese. But there are going to be repercussions to the civilian populations if the military does anything, and I think that's why we're seeing a ramping up in their own rhetoric towards their own people.
Yeah, I agree with you. We'll keep our eye on that. Luke Vargas, thanks so much for coming on ATN. All right, so you heard we hit some of the highlights there, including starting with the whole Pope thing. The world is fascinated by what's going to happen. Something about all these men in their costumes roaming around in the Sistine Chapel, the secrecy, the jamming of the cell phones, and the smoke that pours out of the chimney that has people curious. It's like a race. Who's going to be the next Pope? Even though we don't know half of the people that are actually being considered for it, and it could be somebody you have no idea about. I guess there's something, it's like Angels and Demons, if you remember. Did you see that movie, Ron Howard's movie? It almost has a feel to it like that, only Ewan McGregor is not in the Vatican and is not a part of this deal. It is interesting. It absolutely is. All right, speaking of interesting, how about this? Imagine being a fly on the wall to hear Michelle Obama when she was notified that her personal information was leaked onto the Internet. The FBI is looking into whether the financial records were accessed and posted. So a website appears to have credit reports, banking info, social security numbers, addresses for a whole bunch of people, some celebs, some political people, including Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, the FBI director, Robert Mueller. That'd be interesting to tell him that. Michelle Obama is on the list. VP Shotgun Biden is there, too. So a spokesperson for some of the credit reporting agencies said they were looking into this unauthorized access for consumer credit reports. And the White House, you know, had no comments on it, but you know, this is pretty scary if you think the website used the internet suffix .su. So that suggests it was based in Russia or some post-Soviet republic. It's the kind of stuff that we're starting to see crop up more and more and more. And how scary is that when you look at the names of the people that were on the list? Also, celebrity-wise, Kim Kardashian, Ashton Kutcher, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Beyonce, Jay-Z, they were there as well. And there was a separate thing with Colin Powell's Facebook and personal email accounts. Nothing like having your whole financial world published out there, and also your addresses. That's kind of creepy. Someone's got your addresses, and who knows who might have seen those addresses. I'd be a little freaked out. It's a little wild that you've got with the attacks that are happening online, that you have FLOTUS in the mix of that and some other heavy hitters from the world of entertainment. Perfect timing for the Pentagon to finally launch a true cyber unit. 13 teams, they hope, by 2015. All it took was a few hacking by China and some other places to get people to open their eyes that, you know what, we need to really focus some resources here. Because imagine if our grid was completely shut off. Can you imagine that? If you want to throw in 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Wake up, America, and watch out. Mayor Bloomberg, if only he could be elected in your city, he could keep everyone from getting fat over soda. He probably loved hearing this story in a sense, not because there was a death in it, but because of the reason why a New Zealand food industry exec rejected, actually, a coroner's idea that they had to add health warnings to soft drink labels because a woman died who drank about 2 gallons of Coca-Cola a day. 31 years old she was. Natasha Harris died from a heart attack. Wow, she was the mother of 8, too. And they say the coroner said she drank, what she did likely led to metabolic imbalances that gave rise to those heart problems. Like I said, the food industry in New Zealand is saying, oh, baloney, it has nothing to do with it. Michael Bloomberg says it has everything to do with obesity. He's still on the war path of the judge who decided that his ban of sodas over 16 ounces could not go into effect. Here he is just days later.
9 of the top 10 neighborhoods with the highest citywide obesity rates were also the communities where New York has consumed the most sugary drinks.
All right, so are people just flat out heavy in New York because of soft drinks? Well, of course not. Is he suggesting that completely? Well, not just that. I think the regulation of the sodas is ridiculous, though. And would you want to have that as a law in your town or your city? You know, you stumble, you're exhausted, you stumble into 7-Eleven once in a while for a big gulp, so what? So that's what you want to do. You're working on a road crew somewhere, and you get a big gulp, it's hot outside, you grab a big tall drink because, frankly, you're parched, you've had a zillion bottles of water, and you're ready to move on to something else. I think policing people's drinks is ridiculous. People should be able to do what they want to do, including, if you think it's harmful to them, harming themselves, death by Pepsi or Coke or whatever the soda is. You know, ultimately, I don't think you can legalize people's personal lives by trying to keep these things away from them. So I'd say when you see these headlines about the nanny state, always using that word, that New York is turning into a nanny state, I'd have to agree. Whether you're flaming liberal, Democrat, independent, whatever you label yourselves, who cares? Why is New York even wasting money on this? There's so many other things that should be in focus in a city like New York that this should be way lower on the list, even if it is something that Bloomberg wants to delve into. It makes no sense to me. Doesn't make any sense. Does it make sense to any of you? If it does, I want to hear it. I want you to be honest. If somebody is out there listening to me, and you're in Virginia or Illinois or wherever you are, and you're listening and you hear me say this, and you're saying, oh, man, look, she was just talking about that 2-gallon-a-day habit and the heart attack, and that soda is just not good, and so bravo to Bloomberg for trying to regulate it. But that's what the judge said. Looking at random numbers plucked from the sky, somebody, if they have a huge obesity problem in New York City, there are other things you could point to as the reason for that, not just giant sodas, but he's vowing to continue to do the appeal, and that's why he was speaking the couple days after the acknowledgement that the judge has said it's not going to go into, this is not kicking in. It's not kicking in, so forget about it. And that's what he's going to have to do for now. And whether the soda ban goes in, there are other things that Bloomberg has made into law, has made sure it was made into law. And so the people there are, you know, have to deal with that. And luckily, Bloomberg is not the mayor of my town. It's funny because a lot of times people just ignore their local city councils and their mayors, and then they read things in their local papers and get infuriated, and they can't believe that this happened with zoning, and they can't believe that these things were allowed to happen, or did they really vote for that sales tax? Because they're not paying attention. You have to pay attention on the local level, and then that really gets you into paying attention to what's happening at the federal level. That's when you get really active citizens, because they're not only paying attention to what's in their backyard, but they're paying attention to what's happening outside of their backyard. Well, if you're paying attention to this one, and you should be, drones. Do you care about drones in your backyard? Drones are supposedly going to create lots of jobs. See, that's the thing. Link something that you're a little skeptical about to jobs, and then that's supposed to be the magic wand that gets waved over everything. Take the eye off the ball, which in this case, take the eye off the drones, because we're going to tell you that the amount of jobs that it's going to create, the people who are going to be working there, how wonderful for them. So why would we ever take the drones away when we know that there are unlimited amount of jobs that are going to start to fly in because of the drones, because we have to catch up. So this is the positive thing when it comes to this kind of surveillance, and more than surveillance, this kind of sophisticated warfare that can pick you off from above with nobody pulling the trigger inside. And the drone debate is far, far, far from over. Definitely. That's why Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary, is going to review what the criteria is for a couple of things for, like, the drone medal. Did you know that there is a drone medal? Mm-hmm. So the best video game player with a lot on the line has a chance to win a medal. Leon Panetta, who was the Secretary of Defense before Chuck Hagel, recognized extraordinary direct impacts on combat operations, is what they called it. But the honor shows on it that the action is not bound by a geographic limitation, because drone operations could be eligible. So right now, they've halted the production of the medal so the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Martin Dempsey, can conduct the review. He's expected to present his findings in 30 days. And the problem is the medal placed above those for battlefield valor is the right way to say it, including the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star. So that's what they're talking about, the medal. They feel like it's going to be placed above those for the Distinguished Warfare Department of Defense, and then there's this new medal. So should the people who are running the drones, should they get these military medals at all? And you think of the decorations that are earned in a combat zone, you think of the Purple Heart, and, you know, the medals that go around. I don't know. It shouldn't rank higher than the other medals that I mentioned. Purple Heart, Bronze Star, all that kind of stuff should be lower on the list. It should be like, remember when you got medals when you were a kid? And if you got honorary mention, oh, I hated honorary mention. Honorable mention. It's like getting honorable mention ribbons. That's what they should do for the drone program. You can't place it higher than the biggest honors that you can get. That would be a huge mistake, I think. Fine if there's some amazing strike, but seems BS-y to me, because you're not actually in danger in a military zone. You're not near the action. So I would say you can't even come close. Keep it simple, and keeping it simple, don't have the medal. I mean, just don't have it. Think of the people who have given their lives on battlefields and what they've done behind the scenes with medical support, aid, supplies, whatever, all that kind of thing. So I'd have to say the bombers. I would have to say those guys, meaning the people running the drones. Pat on the back for a good shot. But other than that, I would say no medals, boys. If you want a medal, actually serve on the battlefield. Stay with us.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That meant that the white smoke was coming out of the chimney of the Sistine Chapel. No, just black smoke. They missed the first time around. That means they'll try again. You know what I'm talking about. The Conclave, of course. Kate Delaney, howdy to all of you listening to the show. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents. Do you give a hoot about who the next pope is? I'm curious because there's so much coverage of this. Everywhere you flip, that's what you see. I'm serious. Every place that you tune into, even a lot of the stuff you read, not necessarily just even mainstream blogs, everywhere. Pope this, pope that, pope here, a pope there. Where's the pope? Is the pope going to be an American? I mean, the speculation over it. Wow, this is like uber huge. Are there really even that many Catholics in the United States? I mean, I know we have big archdioceses like L.A. They just had to settle a big sex abuse case. 10 million for child abuse cases individually, right? That's what the lawyers got for the victims. But if you go back into the archives, L.A. has spent a bundle on this problem, $660 million in a civil settlement in 2007, and they've had a bunch of little cases as well. Probably the worst of the worst has to be the cardinal there, Cardinal Roger Mahoney, or the ex-cardinal. He retired in 2011. And what he did was one of the priests, who's one of the worst, pedophile priest, he sent him away, then brought him back and put him in a different parish. Come on. And now he's part of the conclave picking the Pope. Do you care about the Pope? Is that a big, exciting story for any of you listening? How about you, Izzy? How about you, Dan in Texas? He probably has a couple of Pope jokes up his sleeve. I think it's kind of intriguing, I guess, in a way. I read those Dan Brown books, especially Angels and Demons. But it really is bigger than big. And people are always trashing the Catholic Church, so why are they so fascinated? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And, you know, judging by the lack of phone calls on the Pope, I'm going to say on this show, nobody cares about the guy in the funny hat who waves his hands over St. Peter's Square and says the prayers. I have to think that for the most part, but maybe not always, somebody could be Protestant or agnostic or spiritual person or Baptist or whatever religion they are, and when they go to Rome, still want to see the Vatican for the, of course, the Sistine Chapel, all the things that the Vatican contains. Maybe that's part of the fascination, because the Catholic Church spills out in other ways because of the traditions, because of all the things that you see, and especially if you go over to Rome. And whenever there's a new Pope, I guess more people are interested in doing that, maybe because they're bombarded by the images so much. So how could they possibly miss? I'm telling you, on this show, I really think the Pope has absolutely, nobody's worried about what's happening with the Church or with the Pope, because nobody calls to talk about the Pope. Nobody's calling at all to find out about the Pope. I bet you are concerned, however, about taxes. You know, that deadline is coming up upon us. I wonder, there's no way to do an actual head count, but I can remember when I was a TV reporter, always there was the obligatory live shot outside of some post office somewhere, and there would be somebody that would straggle up. In fact, there'd be a lot of people that would do that right before midnight to dump their returns in the box, and I always thought it was so hilarious, because in the beginning I would go out and think, oh, there's not going to be anyone here, and then sure enough there would be just a ton of people. You know, what's interesting is there's been some problems with tax returns. The IRS released a statement saying that about 600,000 returns that they got that had education credits, you know, claiming education credits, they were messed up. They weren't filed properly. So now those refunds are delayed maybe up to 6 weeks. Ooh, nobody wants to wait for a refund. And they didn't place it all on H&R Block, but H&R Block said that they had issues filing returns that had Form 8863, and that's where you claim education credits before February 22nd because of the changes the IRS made to the way it processes it, the forms now. And they fixed them, and they worked with the IRS to make sure the refunds would get back as quickly as they can. Oh, I'm sure they hate that. I'm sure the big H&R Block boss comes down on all the others and says, hey, listen, you know, we're in the business of getting fast returns, so how, whatever we need to do to fix this, we've got to fix it. And TurboTax said software glitches they had impacted about 10,000 Minnesota taxpayers that all had issues that have now been resolved. So, because the Minnesota Department of Revenue warned the people there not to use products like TurboTax to file their state taxes because of the problems that it had and the things were filed inaccurately. I guess that's that misconception. Well, if I file it here and I just go through this should be pretty easy. Now, how you save this mess? How about a flat tax? How about a fair tax? Let's do away with the IRS income tax nightmare that we have. Hey, speak of the devil, Dan in Texas Must have heard me calling his name. Dan in Texas, do you give two hoots about the Pope?
I had to put my headphones down.
All right. You don't care about the Pope, do you?
Well, not really. I'm not Catholic. I'm Protestant. My father was a devout Catholic, but my mother was a daughter of a Baptist minister, and we were raised Baptist.
But there's not even a curiosity factor. Would you, if you went to Rome, would you want to go to the Vatican?
Well, I would love to go to see the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, there you go.
The works of Michelangelo.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But as far as the spiritual thing, I'm Church to the Creek Bank or the nearest ocean, Church of the Earth, and Church of the Sky. For all these things our Lord created and all his works he's ever by. I wrote that.
I like that. That's I love that. What an awesome thought.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, you think about it. There isn't anything that you can conceive in your mind
mm-hmm.
that God doesn't have something to do with if you are a believer, such as I am.
Yeah.
It's just too altogether perfect that it had to be by design. It couldn't just be happenstance.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. Amen.
If you've ever looked at the face of a newborn baby, you see God's pureness in its face. And the sweetness of it. Too much of a miracle.
That's a great thought.
Even people that are born with less fortunate health than us, there's a reason. Somewhere there's a rhyme and reason to everything.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I mean, you and I can look out and say, there but for the grace of God go you or I.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
How's things with you?
Things with me are good. They're good.
Well,
yeah,
you're a Catholic or from Catholic family, are you not?
I grew up, I grew up sort of Catholic and then became Protestant because my father was Protestant.
Uh-huh, okay.
So we always had the battle of the wills of the two, which made it interesting. I mean, interesting in a good way, because the way I was raised, it was, okay, whatever road you want to take, that's fine. We'll introduce this to you and see what works, see what sticks for you. But,
okay.
You know,
okay.
We believe.
You wanted a joke, I'm going to tell you one. Okay? There was this guy walking down the dark streets of Dublin, Ireland, and all of a sudden he got a gun in his back. And the voice behind him says, are you Protestant or are you Catholic? He thinks, my God, if I tell him I'm Catholic and he's Protestant, he'll shoot me. But if I tell him I'm Protestant and he's Catholic, he'll shoot me. He goes, aha, I'm Jewish. And the voice behind him says, Allah be praised, I'm the luckiest Arab in all of Ireland.
Did you make that up? That is a clever joke.
I've been using it for years, babe, and the time was the Pope thing.
Oh, I love that joke. Oh, you responded. That is so good. Dan, thanks. You gave me a good laugh. If I can remember that, I will retell that. Plus, he did the accent okay. That's a pretty decent accent. It's tough to do the Irish accent. As somebody who just spent time in Ireland, what, 5-6 months ago, it's really interesting to hear them speak, but trying to duplicate that accent is not an easy deal. And I think for the purpose of that joke, he did a pretty good job. That may be repeated in a few other places. I know we got people that are up and they're listening, and they'll probably repeat that somewhere at a water cooler on a third shift some night, maybe this week or some morning, that may make the rounds. That's actually pretty clever. All right, hanging up here next on the flip side of America tonight, we're going to have a conversation with Patrick Fitzgerald. Speaking of Irish, you have to assume he was Irish, right? Irish-American. FedEx having some problems with drugs being shipped. Talking about legal drugs, but the Justice Department actually trying to slam FedEx and UPS and fine them out the yang for this problem they say that they need to crack down on with online pharmacies shipping drugs. That's next. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
I see it constantly from some of the people that I know that are in business, and their businesses are medium-sized business, I'm going to call them. But imagine a giant business like FedEx, and imagine the Department of Justice coming after you for criminal charges, possibly, but civil cases against a lot of the large air cargo package delivery companies like FedEx. It certainly happened to UPS already. And what are they coming after the company for? The allegations are of engaging in illegal drug distribution schemes. So why is this? Because they're saying illegal drug shippers allegedly used the carriers or other carriers to transport drugs, and that the companies might have been, the services might have been used this way. So this is part of the part of their problem that they now become part of the illegal drugs market? Are you kidding? What a stretch that is. Imagine that case in court and going through that. Patrick Fitzgerald is the spokesperson for FedEx, and he joins us now to talk about this, what I think is overzealous government prosecution. And we, like I said, I've seen this in other businesses. Patrick, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, and we certainly agree that this is a very absurd investigation that we're being targeted, and appreciate the chance to talk to you about it.
Yeah, so here's the thing. If we go back to if we re-rack everything, obviously the Department of Justice is calling this part of the war on drugs, but what a stretch that is. And there are a couple of examples of what has happened in the past. Tell us about what's going on with FedEx.
Well, and to be clear, too, the customers and the investigation is focused on legal medicine. So these are drugs, but these are medicines used for high blood pressure and cholesterol, all sorts of. These are legally, as far as we can tell, legal prescriptions being written by licensed pharmacists, licensed physicians, and being shipped from pharmacies with DEA licenses. So we are the transportation company, and really at the core of the investigation, where we find this to be completely absurd, is that we are not pharmacists, we are not doctors, we are a transportation company, and our couriers are in this situation being asked to somehow enforce the law. If these pharmacies are engaging in any level of illegal activity, we stand by ready to support the Department of Justice and the DEA, and we would stop shipping for any customer that's attempting to use our network illegally. But for whatever reason, the Department of Justice seems to be targeting us in a criminal investigation.
Yeah, and they're calling it the illegal drug market, which is so strange, as you said, because of the licensing thing. They should be good to go. That doesn't make any sense to me. So what's the deal? The agents are out there trying to intercept packages, or how are they trying to prove this?
Well, so what makes this particularly absurd for us is that we have a 40-year history of supporting and in thousands of examples partnering with law enforcement, DOJ, and the DEA for in support of any illegal activity and stopping it. And so we stand by ready to do that. But for whatever reason, in this case, they are asking us to do their job for them and essentially violate the privacy rights of customers and open packages and somehow determine whether the medicines are legal or not. And that's not something we're able to do. And our position consistently has been, tell us, provide us a list of any pharmacies or customers that are engaging in any illegal activity, and we will stop shipping for them immediately. But they have not provided us that list, and they've continued down a path of a criminal investigation.
So, Patrick, they're not going after the online pharmacies, really? They're going the other way by going to the couriers, the carriers instead, and not going after them? Because wouldn't that be the natural place if they have a problem with the pharmacies when they investigate there?
Yeah, it would seem like the action would be at the pharmacy level because, just to be clear, our role in this is a transportation company. So we are picking up and delivering sealed packages. So we don't have knowledge of the contents of the packages, and that's by design of our network. We have no interest in violating the privacy of our customers. And even if our couriers were to open packages and somehow inspect or assess what's in them, these are legal medicines as far as we can tell. So we would have no way of knowing what is legal and what's where there's a violation going on. So it's really a case of somehow trying to assign us a role that's not appropriate for a transportation company. We're not law enforcement. We're not doctors. We're not pharmacists. We are the transportation company. And just as a aside to this, just on the legal basis alone, the case is completely absurd because there's a specific carve-out in the Controlled Substances Act for common carriers like FedEx. So legally, the entire case seems completely absurd to us.
So is the idea, is the Department of Justice leaning on FedEx as a corporation to try to get you to agree to help them in this process? That's the whole idea, and then we can forget any kind of court court deals?
Yeah, well, actually, our idea is that we would like to help. We would like to help come up with a solution that would be good for the entire industry. One interesting part of this is that in certain circumstances, we've had online pharmacy customers where we've gotten knowledge of illegal activity, and we have stopped shipping for them. So we stop allowing them to use FedEx to ship products, and then we watch as they turn around and simply ship those products through the United States Postal Service. So targeting FedEx, just on the surface, there's no legal basis. It's an absurd investigation. But it's not even if we stop the service, it doesn't solve the problem because the pharmacies are still able to ship products, and the public risk of the real problem here is not addressed in any way. So we stand by. We want to help support the government in a real solution that would be good for the entire industry, but they don't appear to be interested in working with us. They appear to be focused on continuing down this path of a criminal investigation, which is ridiculous given our 40-year history and the role that we play in stopping illegal activity.
All right, so the U.S. Postal Service, are they involved in this? I said, UPS, but are they going after the U.S. Postal Service?
We don't have any evidence or sign of that, so it doesn't appear that they are part of the investigation, no.
Wow. How long have they been beating you up on this issue?
Well, it started several years ago with a request for information, and that, because of our history and cooperation with law enforcement around the world on a wide variety of issues, was not unusual, but the criminal investigation, it turned into a criminal investigation, and that's been going on for several years.
Wow. Patrick Fitzgerald, thanks for shedding some light on this. Good luck. FedEx, wow, that's crazy. Like you keep saying, 40 years. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
As I said, this is a great example of government, prosecution or persecution. This is so many resources that are being burned up. Why are they burning resources in this direction? It doesn't really make any sense, especially if you go to the online pharmacies. If they were to look through that, they must be, as they're licensed, you have to figure that it's legal drugs probably 99% of the time. If they were to tear open all these packages, that's what they would find. And you heard him talk there, Patrick talk there. If there was someone that was suspected of shipping other things, that's a different story. And then they don't ship them because they find out, they know. But that's a whole different ball game. Well, think of the packages that are moved every single day. It's a crazy number. It's like 9 million packages. And then you times that by the hours and going through this. Doesn't the Department of Justice have other things to do? I'm just saying. Where there's smoke, there's not fire in this case. It doesn't make any sense to me. And they haven't involved the Postal Service either. So how many people are shipping things? I would assume some of that is through the Postal Service, but they're not part of it. Now, this is your government in action.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.